The general romantic touch can be effectively applied to the music of Liszt. Liszt established a grand concert style that included a great variety of speeds of attack at the key and many gradations of weight applications, from the lightest for embellishments playing to the very bright and brilliant sound in climactic episodes. In addition to the classical traditions of finger technique, Liszt's innovative approach included vertical movements of wrist, forearm, and arm for the dazzling effects of playing fast repetitive chords and fast repetitive octaves. Overall, Liszt transformed the modest Schumann approach into his very own sparkling bravura style. Another effect of Liszt technique is very suitable for his slow, espressivo, and molto espressivo episodes. To bring out the melody with utmost clarity, the use of the fully extended finger, sensing bony connection from the fingertip to the wrist, that we call double finger, is extremely useful. This condition of finger is also important for playing repetitive octaves and chords effectively, a technique that became very common in the piano music of Liszt. Schubert and Chopin were inclined toward a vocal approach, attempting to create a spectrum of sound that could imitate a chamber singing in Schubert's music and operatic singing in Chopin's music. Based on this assumption, the piano music of Schubert, composer of about 600 art songs, sounds appropriate if the finger is extended with the point of the touch behind the nail while applying a slightly backward force to the finger. The weight application is in the range from light to medium, and the attack at the key is quite slow, even in fast passages, meant to resemble a human voice. The resultant tone is tender, mellow, bittersweet, creating intimate atmosphere of chamber singing. Chopin was an admirer of the operatic style bel canto, which in his time experienced the peak of perfection. He advised his piano students to attend the opera to understand the criteria for his particular piano sound. To imitate the spectrum of sound resembling the sound of operatic singers, the fingers fully extended with the nail phalanx collapsed while applying backward force to the finger. This unusual shape of the finger can be seen in the videos of Vladimir Horowitz. The resultant spectrum is amazing, one of the most beautiful and sensual sounds a piano can produce, imitating a light, dark, chiaroscuro quality, characteristic for bel canto singing. This touch helps to express many nuances in Chopin's music, like his requirements to play mezza voce, half voice, sotto voce, whispering, con forza, forcefully, all terms evidently coming from bel canto singing. Thank you. Many of Chopin's piano pieces are written in the grand concert style with great variety of speeds of attack at the key and many gradations of weight application. However, his miniatures sound appropriate with lighter weight application and require a very delicate approach. To achieve this quality, it is helpful to use slightly less extended finger, but still with collapsed nail phalanx. In this case, backward force applied to the finger is a little bit diminished. Brahms sought to obtain orchestral sound from the piano, a continuation of Beethoven's tradition. The touch of Beethoven, however, should be modified according to the Romantic style. The extended finger with its forward direction of touch creates condition for the maximal release of arm muscles and possibility to add the weight of the upper body for the biggest volume of sound. The resultant tone has a quite dark spectrum, possesses a quite slow attack at the key, delivering majestic, monumental character of Brahms' piano concertos. Even his miniatures sound imposing with this particular touch, but the applied weight is diminished. Tchaikovsky pursued a similar goal as Brahms, to achieve a grandiose orchestral sound for his piano concertos. Therefore, Brahms' touch is appropriate to apply for Tchaikovsky's piano music. The same touch is suitable for the piano music of his two compatriots, Mussorgsky and Borodin. In Tchaikovsky's piano miniatures, while applying less weight and combined with quite slow attack at the key, this touch helps to imitate solo orchestral instruments, quite often violin or cello. Thank you. being inspired by paintings of the great Impressionist artist, Debussy was striving for a special tone to convey unique world of colors, sensations, and visual images. We can assume that Debussy meant this distant, veiled sound to depict his impressions of these paintings. The unusual shape of the extended finger with collapsed nail phalange but without backward force, unlike in Chopin's touch, serves this purpose. When this touch is combined with a quite lightweight and not too fast attack at the key, it creates a magic sound of the one of the most influential composers of 19th century. Composers Ravel and Satie opened a new era in the piano music, turning away from the emotional extremes of the Romantic style. These composers, although their music is not alike, had in common a similar acoustical approach. Lightweight application, quite slow attack at the key, and the same extended finger with forward direction of touch described for Brahms. What distinguishes Ravel and Satie's acoustical approach from Brahms is the former's use of lightweight application. The resultant tone in Ravel's music creates a mysterious fairy tale-like mood. Satie's piano music, with its distant, foggy sound, opened a new era in the 20th century of a background style that later influenced film scoring, radio and television music. Scriabin stands alone with his exploration of the worlds of mysticism and the subconscious. It seems that Scriabin attempted to expose transitional moods from consciousness to sleep, from sleep to awakening, and also moods of ecstasy and exaltation. To produce Scriabin's distinctive sound, it is appropriate to use Debussy's touch modified with more curved shape of the finger for the sake of the first attack at the key characteristic for Scriabin's music. The weight application is in the range from light to medium. Pedal usage is very refined, a quality that is noticed while listening to the recordings of Scriabin's piano rolls. Scriabin's peculiar fluttering sound contributes to the restless, almost neurotic effect of his music. Novel harmonies, extreme rubato style, allowing liberties in both hands, exploration of rare and unusual moods secure Scriabin's unique place in the history of piano music. Rachmaninoff continued traditions of the grand concert style established by Liszt. Thus, it is appropriate to apply the general romantic touch for Rachmaninoff music. We observed three variations of acoustical approaches in Rachmaninoff's music. His masculine, powerful, dramatic melodies require a heavy weight application combined with quite energetic attack at the key. Rachmaninoff's poetic, tender, sensually beautiful melodies require less weight application and slower attack at the key. His first passages are very light and require a very fast attack at the key. For this purpose, it is helpful to slightly curve the finger. Rachmaninoff's sound that we are fortunate to hear in his original recordings exposes his amazing mastery to produce a singing tone. This quality was quite unusual at the time when his contemporaries chose to return to classical, more detached approach. The condition of double finger that was described for Liszt is important to apply to bring out enchanting melodies of Rachmaninoff for their utmost expression. The 20th century brought about a kaleidoscope of composers with different inclinations. From the acoustical point of view, we distinguish between two major groups. In one major group, we include Prokofiev, Shostakovich, Bartok, Stravinsky, and Hindemith. These composers, while exploring the world of dissonant harmonies, unusual rhythms, and novel modes, prefer to return to the classical strictness of beat and clarity of musical forms, rejecting the emotional extremes of rubato style. The music of these composers sounds appropriate with application of the classical shape of the curved finger with its vertical point of striking at the key, leading to fast, energetic attack. Music of the second major group of composers, Barber, Copland, Lecuona, Ginastera, Poulenc, sounds appropriate with application of the general romantic touch. Thank you. The music of Gershwin stands alone not only because Gershwin became an innovator who combined jazz elements with classical forms, but also from the acoustical point of view. His tender and sensual music sounds appropriate when Debussy's touch is applied. The ragtime pieces of Scott Joplin sound charming when general romantic touch is applied. Of the lecture, it was stated that four components contribute to the changes in acoustical sound. From the described survey of distinctive sounds of great composers, it becomes clear that even a change in one or two of these components can drastically influence a spectrum of sound. This amazing phenomenon has a great potential for composers and performers to discover new acoustical possibilities or combinations. Rewards are enormous, not only for musicians, but for the audience as well. Music can be delivered in a more exciting and convincing way, exposing more colors and nuances in interpretations. With the addition of described acoustical approach, musicians can come closer to their ultimate goal, to penetrate the philosophical depth and express eternal beauty of music of great composers.